Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids.
We only met a month ago.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That thing has a very abrupt end, doesn't it?
Yikes.
So good, though.
I know.
I really like it.
Yeah, Vinny loves that song.
It's awesome.
Well, the Biebs, everyone.
Interesting little lick there. John, learn this. And he was like, it's a totally different tuning.
Oh, is it?
Apparently.
A lot of guys do that because it gives them sort of a unique look at what the same board they always play.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out. Different tunings.
I mean. The one I like the most is the one that's tuned to like a G chord, and then you just strum it, and then anywhere you bar it with one finger, you get a nice.
Yeah, there's some neat stuff that people can figure out.
But then there's, is it John Frusciante who does all those weird tunings?
There's a lot of musicians do that now.
Yeah. Creative energy bringing us this portion of the program. And it's going to be a weird portion. I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. Joe of the JoJo Show down, it's the morning roast on 95.7 The Game. He came running down here this morning. It's upside down.
God, I'm getting better. Did you see me pull that out of my sleeve?
I didn't.
I had it right in here.
I just saw the upside down jam bar thing. So jam bar's getting some love this morning.
Well, yeah.
So Joe comes running down here during the last break, but he runs into the producer's studio, and I'm like trying
quite rudely.
Hey, burst right in.
We're not doing a show or anything. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, at least he didn't burst in here. I mean,
Maddie would have come in here and started cracking heads. I'm sure he's a producer. He knows that people can't walk in this room.
Just walk in.
Studio 9 is not an open door policy.
Wow. But so to Joe's credit, Joe Shasky, one of the co-hosts down there, he walked in and I guess asked for permission to crash the show.
He's like, Maddie, did you guys talk about the Diddy documentary yet? And I'm like, he goes, did you watch it? I'm like, yeah, I watched it. It's crazy. And he's like, it is. You got to have me on if you talk about it. You got to have me on. I've been following this forever. Like he's like evidently obsessed with the Diddy stories.
Well, the Diddy situation is crazy. I, for one, will probably not watch the Diddy documentary.
Really,
I'm sure it is. I just, honestly, he's so gag-worthy.
50 Cent did a good job on it.
But if Joe wants to come in, we told him he can come by.
Yeah, I didn't interrupt his show. I did put a sign up while he was talking, though, and said 8:15.
You said 8:15 or 7:15?
Oh, did I say 8? Oh, okay. I'll tell him.
So should I do? Oh, really? Really? I can just do a regular show right now.
Let's just do it now and do him at 8:15.
Okay.
I forgot what time it was.
He's like such a crack producer. That's.
You can't believe the way this lady sold you as a producer. She was like, he is the very best guy in the entire world at that job.
It's amazing. So he's dyslexic when it comes to time. What? People with dyslexia need a little more love. Creative
I have
energy.
All kinds of problems.
Jesus. Do you want to detail them or?
Where do you want to start? The bipolar, the OCD,
Okay.
I want to start with the creative energy is the sponsor for this hour. By the way, we are streaming live on YouTube. So if you go to youtube.com and you just search for Alice973, there we are. Hopefully there's I'm sitting in a hot tub right now.
No, I haven't. That just was a new idea. I haven't done it yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
She needed to put a green screen in there. It's a whole production to do that.
Great. Let's get a green screen in. Can all be on green screens. Some days I might want to be in the jungle. Other days the desert. Creative energy. Some days I just want to be in my hot tub. They have an end of year clearance sale going on right now with the lowest prices of the year on hot tubs, saunas, and endless pools. Hurry! When the clearance inventory is gone, it's gone. Visit creativeenergy.com. Oh, God, I love my hot tub. Every time I do the ad for them, I just think to myself, oh, I'm coming for you, hot tub. You're gonna have to hold me.
Run, hot tub.
No, don't worry, the hot tub is not running. I'm coming to enjoy you.
Run for your lives.
On television tonight, this I just thought, really? Okay. So I wanted to tell you about it. It's a 2-hour special called Kevin Costner Presents The First Christmas.
What?
Kevin Costner Presents The First Christmas, 8 o'clock tonight on ABC. It's the story of the birth of Jesus, interspersed with commentary from Kevin Costner and context from historical and biblical experts. And so it almost sounds like a documentary about the birth of Jesus Christ.
And what is his relation to this? Did he play Joseph in Summer Stock 92?
You know, hopefully that'll be revealed in tonight's Mystery Science Theater. Kevin Costner Presents The First Christmas. If you love Chip and Joanna Gaines, as you some people know that Chip and Maddie are doppelgangers. I've never seen them in the same room together. But Joanne is great.
You mean Maddie, our producer?
I do. Uh-huh. Maddie is our producer. And I remember years ago watching Fixer Upper, which is their show. I don't know if it's on HGTV. I thought they had their own Magnolia Network now or
they
something.
Do.
Maybe it's like a subsidiary of HGTV. Because she does like cooking stuff. They're always fixing things up and making them look great. They get a little farm.
They have a whole section at Target, Magnolia.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And it's in like this stuff. Like... Arbor or I mean
of course.
I'm like
I have a friend visited while on vacation. I think it's in Texas.
Are they in Waco, Texas?
I think so.
Yep.
It's
yep.
The Magnolia like property where they're the people go there,
the silos
visit yeah. And buy all kinds of merch.
Yeah. They have like I think they have a bed and breakfast there. And then they have these big silos where their offices are. And then there's like retail stuff. They're like mall owners now. It's crazy. So Fixer Upper it's a new series. So if you're looking for it, this is the first time they've gone out of state. So it's called Fixer Upper Colorado Mountain House. And it debuts tonight on HGTV. So it looks like it's a modern, they're going to modernize a 1960s mountain house with a European inspired design. Sounds fantastic. Oh, can't wait to
look
watch
at you!
That.
All worked up.
I'll definitely watch it. And then Roofman, the story. It's the Chatham Tatum. It's Channing Tatum.
Yeah,
and he plays a former Army Ranger who's like a guy who robs places by going in through the roof, and then
okay.
He goes into a Toys R Us and he's living there for 6 months. Meanwhile, I guess hiding in with the stuffed animals and falls in love with Kirsten Dunst, her character.
I've seen the ads. That's all I know.
Does it look any good?
I like
theaters.
Him enough, but I don't know that I'll watch that.
It's so, based on a true story.
Is that so?
Yes.
Oh. Well, Roofman premieres tonight in streaming form on Paramount Plus, which I guess means you don't have to, if you subscribe to Paramount Plus, you don't have to rent it. So there's a couple things. Tara Reid is, she really needs to stop it. This story is how she's going on and on about feeling bullied and judged. As she struggles with the aftermath of this hotel situation where she claims she had one drink and that she was drugged. And she's actually accusing this particular YouTuber who should sue the pants off of her because there is video, apparently. You know, you say something, people can dig. There's surveillance video. Like, you can't do anything secretly anymore. She not so secretly guzzled so much wine
here
earlier in the night. This is video from the bar.
She's wearing the black cap and the fur coat there.
Oh, I do see her. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's there's a guy standing behind her.
Yeah. So this is
she's
when
got
she
a wine glass. There's
to...
another glass of wine. She pours it, you know, a little carafe. She pours it into her glass. She's clearly lying about the drinking of the one drink that night.
Well, for the record, I don't think anyone who's ever said I only had one drink was telling the truth. Never. Like, most people don't have to say that if they've only had one drink. No one even asks. It's the person that's had, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
who's had 20 and then goes, I've only had one. Aha.
Sometimes people, if they, you know, people get roofied. So they could have just had one drink.
No, I understand.
And then they're like, I've only had one drink.
And that's the problem with what she did,
right.
In my opinion, is that that is a real thing. It does happen. And here she is caught as you say, guzzling wine. Yes. I'd never seen the follow-up to this story until now. I didn't know that they had footage of her.
Well, there's an overhead surveillance camera.
Getting ripped in the bar before the so-called one drink happened.
So she had the drinks, then went to her room, and then came back down to the bar. So who
knows? She considered that another day.
Maybe she forgot.
She does say here, I've been honest about the fact that I don't remember anything after my first drink.
Oh, very good wordplay there, Tara.
All I said was I felt something was wrong. I felt I may have been drugged because I have no other explanation for why I woke up in a hospital gown with no memory of how I got there.
I will say this, because it occurred to me at the time, and I was still on the she's probably lying about this thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever had, let's say you're out on a normal night and you've had some drinks.
Yes.
Right? And then you take one hit of pot. And it just torpedoes.
Yes.
Your, like, the that night is, goes.
I call it the night ruiner.
It goes from you're cruising to a hit a nice pot and on. You just went way over the top and you're toast.
Right. Just please take me home. Just please. I can't be here any longer.
And maybe that doesn't happen to everybody, but I certainly stopped. I was like, I don't want to mix those two things.
Right. They don't. After you mix them once or twice in your life, you go, one or the other.
Yeah.
I'm going one or the other. And some people can handle it. I definitely can't. Can you scroll down in that story so Vinny can see the pictures of her in the, there's a nice still from her not being able to sit in a wheelchair. I mean.
And she was in town for a signing, right?
I think that was
yes,
the story.
And she made the signing the next day, which is like shocking.
Well, it's not that, I mean, think of all the things you somehow showed up for thinking, you know, like in that moment you'd go, well, I'm ruined for a year.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, there you are.
Tara says, it's been incredibly painful for the media to twist her words and attack her for not remembering. I feel bullied and judged for something I cannot recall. I'm trying to heal. But the public scrutiny is making that very difficult, and I've been afraid to even leave my house. Sometimes, just a suggestion, it's better to go, yeah, I got really ripped. That was embarrassing. Rather than say, I had one drink and I was drugged and name the guy you're accusing of drugging
you. Yeah, the roofie thing is the problem. Certainly, I am an alcoholic. I actually understand what she's going through. She doesn't want to. She probably went there with the best of intentions. Hotels, for the record, undo alcoholics all the time.
Mm.
They get into a place where no one knows them. And it happened to me in some of the worst possible ways where I don't plan to drink tonight. I'm not drinking. And then there you are in a hotel drinking.
Yeah. Everybody's at the hotel bar.
And I didn't even do that. I would get it. I would walk down out into the street, get something and go back to my room. And then no one would know.
No one would know.
Right. So
she accused YouTuber Sean P of drugging her, which he is vehemently denying. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you're right. He should sue her.
I know. Like, you just can't be flinging that stuff out. Anyway, there you go. Tara Reid. Enough already.
I can't believe they found just chugging white wine.
I know. But you have to assume that if you're not, maybe even in your own home, I don't know what secret cameras your wife has placed around your house, Vin. 1 o'clock.
There are cameras everywhere that I don't even know.
Yeah.
So the door, the back door, yard, everything.
That you're always on camera.
I don't think in the house, but
right.
Certainly she's seen that show, so it wouldn't be a surprise.
Be a surprise. The Golden Globe nominations went down last night. Yesterday, I should say. They were saying that a lot of people said Sydney Sweeney was snubbed for the boxing biopic Christie. A lot of people thought that she would get nominated for that.
Her and her people thought that?
Apparently it was a surprise. It made the story that it was a snub. So she did not get nominated for acting for the boxing biopic Christie. The Rock did get nominated for his MMA biopic, though. The Smashing Machine, the one that nobody went to see. They also didn't go to see Christie. Just for the record, it wasn't like either one of those was a smash hit.
Nobody went to see most of these movies, actually.
I know. There's so many movies. I'm like, I've never heard of that.
Well, some of them still aren't really out yet.
Yeah.
Either.
I know. That is true. There's even, well, let me tell you, because there's a couple of interesting snubs here. So congratulations to One Battle After Another.
Great movie.
It led all, now, can I ask you guys, because that is nominated in the comedy or musical category.
This is the classic Golden Globes, like, issue.
What do you mean?
This That's, category.
So it's not a drama? It's not a comedy, it's not a drama, it's not a musical. So what is it?
It's where they put movies that are have a little bit more light to them, that are a little bit more fun.
I mean, it
versus
is
versus like dark movies.
It's not dark, it's but it is, you know, it
do
is
Do you laugh during it?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh. But yeah, it's but
DiCaprio
it,
is
it's not like a character. This is a comedy.
It's not a comedy.
Gaga, 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 gaga.
No, it's not like a Will Ferrell movie.
This
no.
always happens with the TV one specifically because The Bear is in the comedy category, even though after the first season it's
so
incredibly
not funny.
Depressing.
Right. Like, wow, these people seem like I'm watching stressed out people do stressed out things. That's
And you never watched the new season, did you?
I didn't go back. I was so
the new
bummed
season
out.
Makes up for the season before.
It
really does.
All right. Maybe I'll go back and look. I did love that show. That first and second seasons were just amazing. That third season, I thought, what are you guys doing?
No, the fourth season is a makeup for that.
So One Battle After Another led all movies with 9 nominations, including Best Drama. Sorry, that's not true. They say Best Drama, but they mean Best Movie. Because they're in comedy. The White Lotus was the top TV show with 6 nominations. And The White Lotus was an excellent season. All the seasons have been excellent. If you've never watched The White Lotus, lucky you. You have 3 great, incredible, funny, tragic, scary seasons to watch. So good. Snubs, Wicked for Good. Not nominated for Best Picture.
But
it's up for Cinematic and Box Office Achievement.
That's where it belongs.
Yes, which is for more popular crowd-pleasing movies. Stranger Things.
And also Ariana and Cynthia are both nominated.
For acting. And Golden Globes, let me say.
Yes, Ariana's nominated for Best Supporting and Cynthia's nominated, I think, for Best Actress.
And that would obviously be in a musical,
in
right?
Musical or comedy, yeah.
Let me see her thing. Who's she up against? Yes, yeah, so Cynthia Erivo, Wicked for Good. Rose Byrne, If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. Rose Byrne is a creeper for me. Like, she's great in a lot of things that I really like. She's one of those chicks, you go, Rose Byrne, for a long time, I knew her face, but wouldn't have been able to put the name to it.
And the show that I'm watching called Pluribus.
Pluribus.
Something like that.
Pluribus.
Right. There's a moment where there's a character... you only see her briefly, but I'm like, I think that's Rose Byrne. And it's not.
Oh.
But it's funny how that person she just sticks in my head as she's a good actress.
I think she's doing a TV show with
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Platonic.
Platonic. Okay. Did that one get nominated?
No. But I think it just had its second season come out recently. I haven't
watched
it.
Yeah, I was just
yet.
Reading some story about it.
The first one was fun.
So let's see here. Wicked for Good didn't get nominated for Best Picture. They're calling that a massive snub. Stranger Things also failed to land anything in its final season, which I know. I guess that the critics or the people who do the nominating must get the full season long before we do because we only have 4 episodes of it. The Globes added a podcast category this year. Mm. But they're saying it's a snub that the Joe Rogan Experience, which is the most popular of all the podcasts, did not get a nomination. They also snubbed the entire true crime genre.
Yeah, no true crime, which is crazy.
The nominees are mostly celebrity-driven shows like Good Hang with Amy Poehler, which is brand new, right? Is that fairly new?
Yeah, fairly new.
Smartless, that's Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, Will Arnett. The Golden Globes are airing live on CBS on Sunday, January 11th. Nikki Glaser is returning as host for the 2nd straight year.
She was great last year.
She's great all the time.
Yeah.
She's really, there's another one.
People didn't like her intro to SNL though.
I liked it. I didn't mind it at all. I was like,
The pedophile jokes just didn't go over.
Yeah. Ye old pedophile jokes. You know, you got to know thy crowd. Best Drama. The Golden Globe nominees are Frankenstein, Hamnet, It was just an accident. The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, and Sinners. Sinners got a lot of noms too. Let me tell you who got the, let's see, best musical or comedy was Blue Moon, Begonia, which is a very weird movie. I enjoyed it. That's Emma Stone.
Oh, you watched it?
I did.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's weird. I can't.
Right.
I've been thinking about it. I don't know how much I liked it.
Did you like Poor Things?
I loved Poor
Me
Things.
Me too. That's my favorite one out of, I think this is the fourth one they're doing
she's
together.
She's great in this though. Her and what, the director of, mm-hmm. of this? I don't even know who that was.
I forget, he has a name.
Marty Supreme, No Other Choice, Nouvelle Vague, One Battle After Another. Those are the best musical or comedy. So there you go. And Google Golden Globes nominees if you want to know all the categories and all the actors.
Yeah, I wanted to see if Sean Penn got nominated because he was so good in One Battle After Another. Like,
well, that would be best actor in a drama, or musical or comedy. A comedy.
I'll look it up.
No, I'm looking for. I got it right here. He is
good.
He's nominated, and actually, so is Benicio del Toro.
Both excellent.
Yeah. All right, Ben. What do you got coming up?
Well, we'll go down under.
Oh.
And also turkey.
Oh.
And more after these.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Demon's Hut. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. You can now watch us live. Hello! Stream video of the morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to subscribe, please, and also make us your make us a bookmark.
We're over 3,000 subscribers.
Oh, how exciting! Let's get to 10,000.
Also, Vinny, it's a little too low. It's not in the shot.
Oh, the jam bar thing.
That's better.
Okay. We'll work on that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Yes, you can lose weight during the holidays with Jumpstart MD. Start for just $25 when you mention radio, R-A-D-I-O. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com.
Oh, you're so fast.
Here's what's happening. So weather-wise, we've got a cloudy, foggy, windy start to the morning. We should see sun later. High is about 60.
Finn, can you make it warmer? It's too cold in the morning. It's just been too darn cold.
It's not up to him.
Atmospheric river, is that you?
I'm the Arctic vortex these days.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know what? Stay in your lane. Report the news.
The Chargers beat the Eagles in overtime last night, 22-19. And we begin with a game.
Oh, I love games.
Oh,
you know
hold
that.
On a second. We got a game from Vinny?
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I'm right. Do I need
Sarah?
Yes.
It's the 6 o'clock.
Whoops.
Oh my. Hello,
it's okay. I don't need any drops. I've just got this real quick. It's just a very quickie. Sarah?
Yeah.
What came first?
The chicken.
No.
Oh.
Turkey, the country.
Oh.
Turkey of the jive variety.
Mm.
Or turkey, the bird?
Well, let's think about this. I mean, I would assume that turkeys as a bird of the wild variety evolved many, many millennia ago. So my first thought is that they would be first. And I know Turkey changed some of the names of their towns and stuff. It's Istanbul, not Constantinople, now it's Istanbul.
They
might be
I
giants.
Sang a They Might Be Giants song. I learned a lot of stuff from them. Very informative. I'm going to say that it's the bird, the turkey.
Wrong!
Okay.
What?
Turkey the country, then turkey the bird.
Well, so you're telling me there were no turkeys before 4,000 years ago?
I'm telling you.
That we didn't name it the turkey. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know. Ben Franklin wanted to make it our national bird.
No, it was just a couple hundred years ago. Yes. Turkeys. Isn't that, the part of the whole ancient realm?
Well, it wasn't always called turkey.
Well, what was it called?
Please
look it up.
Roman Empire.
Empire.
Constantinople was the capital of the Western Empire.
I have here that the turkey was named after the country. Turkey.
Oh, the turkey was. So the bird existed, but the name of the bird, the turkey. Why did they name it turkey? Is there something about the Turkish people that is bird-like and wild?
On to your story.
Okay.
All right.
This reporter needs to move on. This is why
I don't play games.
You don't get a point. You lost.
Oh.
And then we got all caught up in controversy.
Like,
and now I'm okay. So here we go.
Okay.
From a Turkish court.
All right.
Is it wrong to like thirst traps on social media? And can that be used against you in your divorce proceedings?
Well, it isn't wrong, but yes, it can be used against you.
In a landmark ruling, a Turkish court has determined that liking other women's social media posts can be used as evidence in divorce proceedings.
He's trolling the internet for hot babes. I like it.
They found that the man undermined marital trust by repeatedly liking other women's photos online. Now, the guy, for his part, says she's jealous for no reason.
Except she does have a reason.
She accused her husband of belittling her, failing to provide financial support, and breaching his duty of loyalty by interacting with other women's posts. Not the women, just their posts. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah, I like it.
He's not DMing. He's just saying
that
like.
Yeah, I don't. I agree with her 100%. Especially if she said to him, like, it really hurts my feelings and I'm feeling very jealous when you do that.
I'm confused about divorce proceedings. Like, it's not.
In Turkey?
It's not illegal to.
Like, no.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean evidence? Evidence of what? What do you?
Evidence
of a wandering eye.
Breaching his duty of loyalty by interacting with other women's posts.
He
undermined the marriage.
I love this. This is perfect.
By interacting with other women's social media.
Then every guy is going to get busted for this.
Well, that's what I think is funny is that.
That isn't true. And you maybe just like something with your mind only.
You said John all the time is getting. Looking at, he always
has models.
Yeah, I
don't care.
He
can watch porn. I don't care what he does.
But if he likes it, that's the problem.
No, he can like. I would never like look on social media to see what he liked. Like, I don't even know how this lady knows what.
Well, you just said it because she's looking at what he's like.
Well, she's probably got good reason to fear for the relationship.
I personally stopped following a lot of the ladies I like to look at because. Every time I'd go to show somebody Instagram, one of them would pop up and it's a bad look.
How can you even stop that from happening? Like, once that's in your algorithm, isn't that forever in your algorithm?
No, you stop following.
I think it ends up working its way out. Yeah. I know
a lot of car
stuff.
There was
this post that this lady put up and it's her she's in a swimsuit.
What lady is this?
Some lady just on Instagram. I'm just flipping through and she's on a boat and the boat's kind of bouncing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, her swimsuit's falling off, but not. Like, it's the post. You can't see anything. But I'm doing this because this is what I do. I flip through and I go like, flip through, like, flip through, like. I'm not liking random OnlyFans chicks.
You should be more choosy with what you like.
I don't want to. I like my friends and I just like what they like. And that's, what'd you post? Oh, I like it. I like that. Anyway, I had to stop because I'm like, is that what, did I see what I think I just saw? So I'm, you know, expanding and looking and like, no, I didn't. But sure enough, I'm on this lady's page. And then I go, what is this?
And now you're on
and
the profile.
And I click on her profile. Mm-hmm. And then I realize she is an OnlyFans person. And she just got me.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't go to her page.
She paid good money to get you.
You got me too, because you showed it to me.
This is the one, right?
Yeah.
Yikes. There really are some thirst traps out there that you can fall in for. Mm-hmm. I didn't, you know, communicate with her in any way, shape, or form, but sure enough, did I see what I think I just saw? I didn't.
I better go look again.
But
for
I did
a long
have
time.
To check. No, no, no.
I wonder if there's something embedded. You know how there's certain things, like people can control computers by moving their eyes to the things that they need to, you know, like if you have a disability or something, there's like, you know, eye tracking technology. I wouldn't be surprised at all if there was eye tracking technology on Instagram or some of these things where it's like they see exactly what you're looking at. So like now you have to side eye stuff. Like, oh, let me just look out to the side and. You know what I mean? Like and if it's not there already, it's coming. And then they'll just be like, oh, he just likes areolas. Let's just give him those. See if we can get more. That's what he's
it's
looking
not
at.
Even so much that you like him. It's that you go, did I just see?
Mm-hmm.
Was I?
Yeah.
Is this a.
You engaged with it.
You engaged. So it got you.
It hooked me and I checked it and then I shared it with Maddie. Look at this.
Question. So then did you start to get more of that after that incident?
I did for a minute, but I've also stopped entirely. Like, I really don't want that in my feed.
Yeah.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the thing is that you can't control what's in your feed anymore. When Instagram started, I loved it. It was in order and it was only the people that I followed. And I really liked it. And then the ads started popping up and then they rearranged the algorithm. So you were getting things, the more that something was liked, the more prominent it would be on your page. And now it's like suggestions. Oh, your friend follows this person or this person paid to have their jiggling boobs on a yacht pop up in your feed, hoping you'd go support them on OnlyFans.
In Turkey, the law says that it's an at-fault system. So if somebody is responsible for the breakdown of the marriage, it will have some sort of impact, which they're blaming this husband on by liking other lady thirst traps. I mean, we've got our own show, Thirst Trap, and we send
photos.
Him out to get all the numbers.
God, Maddie, you're amazing.
They say here, as they're bringing up,
50% of chicks can't help but like his thirst trap photos.
Australian court, they say in Australia, the grounds for divorce are what's called irretrievable breakdown of the marriage. And they go on to say that there can be what's known as micro cheating.
Okay.
And it involves your social media behavior. Mm. So these are little things that can undermine your marriage. It's very strange, but. And you wouldn't expect.
It's interesting, though. People are having like full-on relationships online with people that they've never met. And they're like, well, I'm not cheating. But you are. You're undermining the sanctity of what we have.
They say micro-cheating is a series of seemingly small actions that indicate a person is emotionally or physically focused on someone outside of their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Often these acts come to light when one partner starts monitoring the other's digital footprint for signs of disloyalty. And then that...
How can you even do that? Can you tell what someone else has liked?
Yes. I don't know how, but I remember the story, and I told you the story at the time. My buddy's kid, who was young at the time, she's now graduated college, but she was like going through and cross-referencing who liked what by clicking on how many likes each thing had, and it would say who liked what, and she would be freaking out because one of her friends liked another person's post but didn't like hers. And that's where this kid brain is probably in over their head, which leads me to my next story. And this is in Australia, strangely. Australia's world first social media ban for under 16 takes effect now.
Great.
And I kind of agree.
I can't wait to see how this goes for them. And I think it's, I just feel like we should all ban it from ourselves.
Millions,
I'm so much happier without worrying about that all the time.
Millions of children and teenagers under the age of 16 lose access to their social media accounts in Australia's world first ban comes into effect. That means Instagram, Facebook, Threads, X, Snapchat, Kick, Twitch, TikTok, Reddit, and YouTube.
God, Snapchat too, huh? I feel like all the kids are on there.
And they're saying that this isn't about parents having to do it. Parents can't do it, but these companies will be fined if they don't do it.
I like it.
Keep the 16 and under off your pay, off your stuff, or we're going to fine you. They say parents and children won't be punished for breaking the ban, but companies will face fines of up to $49.5 million.
Well,
that's a
big number.
That's a doozy.
I like it.
The government
can't
says
wait to see if it works or
the
helps.
Ban is aimed at protecting young people from harmful content. Critics suggest it isolates vulnerable teenagers and push children into unregulated corners of the internet. I don't think it's doing that. I will say, like, one of the young ladies that my youngest kid follows is Australian, and she does these doll shows. This is on YouTube. Okay. And she is clearly being done with her mom. So her mom, but I was watching it with her to see what my kid is seeing. And this young lady is like, we're going to do an appearance at this location in this hotel where I'll be bringing all my dolls and we'd love to see you. And the mom is, and I'm thinking, this chick's 9 and she's doing personal appearances off of YouTube.
Wow.
She's going to be banned. She's going to lose that. You're not allowed.
Is she Australian?
She is Australian.
Oh my God.
So it's very strange because that's a parent's business now. This isn't, the kid can't, the kid's
can
a
9-year-old.
Can
the parent argue that this is their page?
Maybe this is all going to end up coming up, I guess. But a lot of young influencers are finding themselves without a gig today as they find themselves banned from social media if you're under 16 in Australia.
I can't wait to see how it all shakes out. I'll bet there are some kids who will actually be completely relieved by it.
I think kids and parents
will be gone.
I know there are people who say it should be a person's choice and parents. But if the parents out there who are saying, yeah, do whatever you want. Well, that kid's going into school doing whatever they want. And every other kid around them is going, can I borrow your phone? Can I see what you're seeing?
Right.
Can I be on there with you?
Or they're just, you know, secretly downloading those things onto their phones and not telling their parents. Wouldn't you rather...
Good luck, Australia. Yeah,
good luck. Good luck, Australia. Australia has made, they did a anti-gun law years ago, and they don't have mass shootings there because they outlawed guns, like top to bottom. And a lot of politicians got their heads chopped off for it, and it was worth it. They sacrificed their political careers to pass this stuff and then weren't reelected, and the gun laws stand.
Oh,
like,
but
it's amazing.
If the zombies come, they're screwed down there.
Oh, we've got pitchforks out the yin yang.
Oh, great.
Oh, good.
Don't worry about it. They also have, I believe, sex work is totally legal there. And so it's protection for the women who, and the men who are part of that industry.
You're quite the fan of Australia, aren't you?
They are very progressive.
I like it down under.
I'm aware. I've heard you say it before. I know. It's all going to come back to that.
800-400-3697. That's our text number. Well, Maddie's on the show.
General Catone on the YouTube feed.
General Catone on our YouTube feed.
Yes,
okay.
I'm also looking at that for comments. Whenever you talk about Australia, I can't help but thinking about kissing. So it's not just Vinny's mind in the gutter.
Surprise, another dude.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nobody does.
Right.
415, some states in the U.S. without no-fault divorce have a clause called alienation of affection. So that would be alienation of affection.
Well, I think alienation of affection.
It generally means an affair.
Yeah.
But if you broaden that out even just a little bit, an affair of the heart, an affair with, you know, with your fingers online.
I mean, I can see where if you're a dude and your wife is constantly liking male porn stars, you'd start to be all,
well, have you seen him?
We need to talk? But I don't understand the whole, like, these are random photos the guy's hitting like on. Mm.
Just try to resist the urge, guys. Just don't hit like on it.
Like it in your head.
Yeah. She's not going to, like, hit you up in your DMs because you liked her post.
She's not?
Nope. You never know.
You're just another perv.
Mm. 408, Vin, that's exactly why the term is thirst trap. It got you to fall for their trap.
Oh, I fell.
You clicked the profile trap. And they got the interaction they wanted. Yeah, I did too. You showed it to me and then I'm like, well, let me see more from her. Okay.
What am I seeing? I couldn't see anything.
It was a great video.
Coming up, the Time Magazine Entertainer of the Year has been named, and I think Joe Shasky from 95.7 The Game is joining us to talk about the Diddy documentary.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.